let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Once Upon an Irish Summer by Wendy Wilson Spooner is being called a compelling and heartfelt story about the power of faith, family, and our need for connection. A dual timeline novel of two teenagers, two centuries, in one city. A true story of romance, mystery, and hope. Wendy is an award-winning author of professional articles and poems. She describes herself as a professional genetic genealogist by day, a writer by night, and an artist in between. An art major, she's been painting her entire life, a graduate degree in genealogy and documentary sciences. Wendy's additional job is finding family for adoptees and those with unknown parentage. When not writing, she currently serves as vice chair for Daughters of the American Revolution, American Heritage, a chairman of the advisory board of the Century Vital Records based in India. Wendy Wilson Spooner, professional genetic genealogist and author of Once Upon an Irish Summer, is our guest on This Week in America. Wendy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. I'm so happy to be here.
So much to talk about during the program today. And let's start by talking about the book. I understand the idea for Once Upon an Irish Summer actually came about when you were researching an ancestor on location in Ireland. So that, talk about that story. This is how the whole story began.
Yeah, so I went to Ireland with my husband and my parents, and we had a brick wall in our family history there. So we decided to go to the country, search the archives in person, and see what we could find. And we found so much more than we could have ever dreamed of. And I completely fell in love with my Irish roots and this particular family in general that I wrote the story about.
And I know so many people that have read the book, loved it, and reviewed it, talk about how they can relate. This is a story that they can relate to. Talk about that. And was that part of the idea when you, this was your story that you were looking into, and suddenly it dawned on you, this is a story for all of us, isn't it? Where we're trying to find who we are and where we came from.
It is. Connecting with our roots really creates a sense of a better well-being inside of us and gives us a firmer root as a human being on this planet. Knowing who we came from, what their challenges were, and what they did to pave the way for us to have the lives that we do today is something that really can ground you.
With us on the program is Wendy Wilson Spooner. The book we're talking about is Once Upon an Irish Summer. I'll give you all of her websites as we go through the program. Information on the book and information on what Wendy does. I mentioned that she's worked with so many people in finding where they come from, answering questions in their lives. Let's talk about the two centuries here represented. We go back to 1817 in Ireland and 2018 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Talk about what we find in Ireland and how that relates to what we find a couple of years ago, what we found a couple of years ago in Fort Wayne.
So the family that I wrote about came from Ireland in 1817. The oldest son did, and he became a founding father of Fort Wayne, Indiana. He arrived there in about 1822 and saw this vast wilderness of gorgeous landscape that reminded him of his homeland in Ireland. That's where he decided to settle, and that's where he was able to buy land, which was what he was hoping to do in the United States. And when he left Ireland, he left his entire family behind because they couldn't all afford to immigrate at the same time. So he took it upon himself to find a way to literally save them with what was happening in Ireland. And he was eventually able to do just that.
The book is such a great read, Once Upon an Irish Summer. Wendy Wilson Spooner, our guest on the program. Wendy's website is wendywilsonspooner.com, also knowmyroots.com. You'll get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It wasn't easy when they came to the United States, was it? They went through a lot once they got here.
They did. There was a lot of prejudice against the Irish. They weren't treated well, like so many foreigners and those of different ethnicities can all relate to this. But because Alan Hamilton experienced that prejudice. He and his family became abolitionists in the United States long before the Civil War, and they were advocates to all immigrants that came to Indiana, as well as the Black community.
What happens two centuries later? It's 2018. You picked the story up in Fort Wayne. Talk about the connection between the family in Ireland and what happened in Fort Wayne.
So I really wanted to tell this story in a way that all age groups could connect to this fantastic story. And because of a study that Emory University did on youth and children, knowing the answers to 20 particular questions about their family history, and because the results of this study showed that these kids had higher self-esteem, they were more resilient to life's challenges, and they had a better sense of their identity. This was the reason that I chose to write this story through the eyes of a struggling 15-year-old present-day teenager.
There's so much here that we can take as readers, and that's why the story resonates on so many different levels. I'm going to talk on that, go back to that for a second, the study at Emory University. Some people feel, yeah, there probably is a connection between where we came from and who we are. That sort of sums it up, doesn't it, as a teenager? And if you remember back to our teenage years decades ago for me, but remembering back there, really struggling to figure out who exactly we are, there is a correlation, isn't there, between knowing that and not knowing where we came from?
There really is. And because teenagers today can get online and research their ancestors so easily, it's something that I wish I would have been able to do in the 1980s. We barely had the internet. Email was just becoming a thing, and we certainly did not have our ancestral records online to research like kids do today. It's such a fantastic opportunity.
Well, when you mention that, and you'll be in Fort Wayne doing book signing in the end of July, and we'll give you all that information later on in the program, but Fort Wayne is sort of a hub for this activity, isn't it? This is, they got people traveling into Fort Wayne, and I'm familiar with the area. Our production facilities are based in Fort Wayne. From all over the country that study genealogy, their family genealogy, in Fort Wayne at the library.
Yes, it's a fantastic library. I think it's the second most well-stocked, well-attended, and well-researched yes. library, second to only the Family History Library in Salt Lake City, Utah.
The book is Once Upon an Irish Summer, Wendy Wilson Spooner, our guest on the program. Let's jump ahead to Fort Wayne and what the connection is there. There's a gifted young artist who's struggling, and this information is so important to her, the connection to 1817 in Ireland. Talk about that aspect of the story.
So I created a fictional character who was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And in the book, I use a lot of the actual businesses and locations, right down to where the families live. Close to Lakeside Park, the beautiful park there in Fort Wayne. And I wrote the story about this fictional character who is an artist. She's a gifted artist, and she's hired by her grandmother for the summer to help her with a research project on this particular ancestor that I tell the story about. And it's the last thing this girl wants to do. She doesn't like history. It's her worst subject in school. But she ends up finding out maybe she does like history, and she's very drawn into this ancestor story, and it ends up changing her path.
The book is Once Upon an Irish Summer. The author is our guest on the program, Wendy Wilson Spooner. Her website is wendywilsonspooner.com, or the website that talks about the genealogy aspect of what she does, how she's helped so many people, is knowmyroots.com. A book signing in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the main library in Fort Wayne, July the 25th. I'll mention that before we wrap up the program here. You talk about a number of emotions that the families go through. One is overcoming grief. Talk about that, because you spend a lot of time talking about that, addressing it on your website. In fact, you've got Pinterest pins that people can go to help them. And you struggle with that yourself, haven't you? Just dealing with loss in your life that it's pretty difficult to accept and go forward.
Yes, I think most people can relate to grief, especially if you have lost a loved one close to you. And so the main character, Beth, in the present day timeline, she has lost somebody very close to her, and she secretly blames herself for his death. And so this is part of her transformation during the story, is overcoming this grief.
You got a fascinating background. I mentioned this, an artist ever since you were of age that you could become and call yourself an artist, yet you made this career switch to genealogist. Talk about that, the satisfaction you got when you were able to go back and put the puzzle of your ancestors together and being able to help other people do the same thing. What's that like to be able to go through that and go back and not only for your life, but once you see that connection that other people are able to make with their ancestors?
Well, I, having been very interested in my own family history my whole life, because my grandparents and their parents before them really well documented our family tree as far back as they could. So I grew up knowing the stories of my family, and I was at a pivotal time in my life where I was actually in graduate school to become a marriage and family therapist, because my husband and I blended a family 21 years ago of five little girls, and they all became teenagers at the same time. And they are all now fantastic adults with their own families, but I really felt like I wanted to work with other blended families because it's a difficult thing to do. But as I was working through my master's degree, I just had this sense that I was not on the right path. I wasn't doing what I really needed to be doing. And so I started looking around for a graduate degree in genealogy and documentary sciences. And I found one at the University of London that had received its accreditation just the day before. And I realized there's a different way that I want to help families. And so during this time as well, we were able to locate the biological family of my father-in-law, who was adopted. And it was a life-changing experience for us. We were welcomed with open arms by this family, who said, "We wish that you would have come looking for us earlier." And that was the niche that I knew that I wanted to work in the genealogy field. And so that's what I pursued, and it is very satisfying. And most of the connections for my clients are happy endings.
You know, it's interesting because that's reflected in your work. The novel that you wrote, Once Upon an Irish Summer, Wendy Wilson Spooner is our guest on the program. And what you do is still a form of therapy, isn't it? What you started off to do, maybe marriage, family therapy, getting these answers can really fill the holes in.
I witness this all the time. And my bachelor's degree is in psychology. So I do have somewhat of a foundation of very kindly and with a lot of support, being able to really be there for my clients as they embark on this roller coaster emotionally of searching for and then finding their biological families.
Well, and let's talk about that. You've said that finding your family is like finding yourself, and that's not really hyperbole, is it? I mean, you see people, and it filled a void in your life and answered great questions. This really is, for many people, a necessity, isn't it?
I believe so. Even if you grew up in a biological family with your biological mother and your biological father, connecting to ancestors from your past, where you find connections about how you are like them, can be just as powerful as an adoptee connecting with their biological parents. It's very interesting.
You know, what's interesting, and you alluded to that, not that many years ago, this was sort of difficult to get this information. If you were going to do a family tree, I mean, you're thinking maybe years of visiting different libraries and trying to put this together and a lot of dead ends. talk about what's available to you now in this genetic part of it, because we have 23andMe and Ancestry. How much easier is it now to get these answers?
It's definitely more easy. So there are still only 10 states in the United States that have open adoption records. So using DNA research along with traditional genealogical record research is a way to get around those closed adoption records.
Wendy Wilson Spooner, our guest on the program, talking about her novel Once Upon an Irish Summer. We're talking about her work and as a genealogist. Their websites are wendywilsonspooner.com and knowmyroots.com. Take a break. Much more to talk about with Wendy, and we're back after these messages. Back on today's This Week in America, we're talking with Wendy Wilson Spooner, a historical fiction author, author and professional genetic genealogist. Her book is Once Upon an Irish Summer, a novel that spans two centuries, 200 years apart. You'll find the book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, information on our website as well. We were talking about how much easier it is to find this information. Somebody thinking about doing it, how do they get started? I guess maybe that's the most frightening aspect of this is once you get started, how do I begin? What's the first step we need to take to get started?
Well, the first thing you could do is, and this is a free avenue of research, is to go to familysearch.com and start building a family tree. And all the research you do on Family Search, you do not have to pay for it. It's absolutely free. And there are numerous tutorials on how to research your family in every aspect, in every region, in every country. It will list the record sources that you should be looking in, and it's 100% free. That's where you should start.
You know, it's interesting, the expectations, and what should our expectations be as we go in? Maybe fearful. What if my family isn't perfect? Or on the other side of that, this is going to be great. I'm going to meet relatives I've never known. Some may be rich, and suddenly I'm back and I'm in their will, that type of thing. It's going to be lovely. We're going to have a warm embrace, and we're going to get the new family members in our lives. What's a realistic expectation as we start this process?
I think a real expectation is, especially if you're going to be meeting actual living family, whether you're adopted or not. I'm not adopted, and I've connected with cousins that I haven't seen for years, or cousins who I've never met. And really the place that you should come from is what you can give to people, not what you can get from them. And if they don't want to connect with you, that's okay. There's no worry in that.
How long does it take in the normal, and I'm sure it varies from, from family to family, client to client as you're working with people, but what's a realistic expectation? Is this something that, we talked about the new technology that's out there, is this something that goes rather quickly, or can this drag on for even years?
Well, the first case I ever worked on, it took, I think it was a year. And that was 6 years ago. And the thing to remember here is, as the DNA databases continue to grow, and so there's four main databases. There's Ancestry, there is MyHeritage, there's FamilyTree DNA, and there is 23andMe. And as the databases continue to grow, it's only going to increase the cousin connections and get you to closer relatives quicker. So as every year goes by, people are going to be able to find biological family easier and easier. It's even changed immensely since it was 6 years ago.
You have so much information on both websites. Let's talk about knowmyroots.com. Information there, tips on what we can do to get started. And you also have some classes, I understand, that are available to help people through this process.
I will, actually. I'm working on those right now. So I will have many classes. Some will be just basic genealogical research classes, how to start, where to start. And then I am working on a full-blown class for adoptees and those with unknown parentage, that they will be able to start researching their biological families, and they will have access to me to coach them through that.
What is that like? An adoptee comes to you and they really, if anything, fuzzy memories, probably no memory at all. And as you take them through the process and suddenly they're starting to go back and put these blocks together in their lives, what's that like step by step as you walk with these people, basically getting part of their life back? That has to be very rewarding and satisfying to just look them in the eye and see their reaction when suddenly this great mystery isn't quite a mystery anymore.
Yes, you know, it's really like watching a flower bloom. So the first time I meet somebody, they're pretty closed because they're nervous and they're scared. But as they start to trust me and trust the process, they start to open up. And by the time the mystery is solved for them, they are a full blooming flower. That's the best way to describe it.
You know, people say that people who have gone through this, that it really has made an impact in my life to be able to go back and find out who was there before me in the family. Does it have that type of impact? Can it make us better people by filling in the blanks to our past?
I believe it does, because it increases or expands your identity to the extent that you're a more well-rounded person. You can relate to people in ways you couldn't before. I think that's probably the most important aspect.
The book we're talking about, a couple minutes left in the program, going by so quickly, with Wendy Wilson Spooner. The book is Once Upon an Irish Summer. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. It's interesting because this started with a research project for ancestors. In fact, you said in an interview, you found that this, rather than making up a story, just following where the story took you, stranger than fiction, and more exciting and more exciting and more inspiring. Talk about that aspect of it. Almost sounds like you filled in a little bit with the, you know, some dramatic liberties that you took, but this was really a story that was there for the telling, wasn't it?
It really was, because the story is based on a 200-year-old letter collection, and it's also based on a wealth of manuscripts which were left behind by Alan Hamilton. So in the historical chapters of Once Upon an Irish Summer, I would say that the story is probably 75% based on fact. So I really, really wanted to honor those facts and honor the family. So filling in the blanks was just as difficult for me as it was writing the fictional timeline, because I just wanted to honor this family and tell the truth.
What's interesting is how you're able to take this writing ability that you have. I mentioned an award-winning author of professional articles and poems, and take this background that you have in helping people as a genealogist. What are you working on now? Is there another book that you're working on?
Yes, so I'm actually working on the sequel to Once Upon an Irish Summer. And this story goes back in time to when Alan Hamilton left Ireland. So it goes back and starts in 1817. And it is the story of his younger sister, who is left behind with the rest of the family. And it's her personal story, because she took on taking care of the family. And she was about 9 years younger than her older brother. And the letters talk about how she was Alan's favorite sibling. And my own brother is one of my best friends. He's been my best friend since the day I was born. And so I'm writing this story through the eyes of a sibling left behind. And there are very few records left on the younger sister, because she was a woman in the 1800s and because she never married. And so I'm telling her story, what she did while she took care of the family and why she never married. And she did come to Fort Wayne, Indiana as well.
We'll be looking forward to that. The book that's available now, Once Upon an Irish Summer by Wendy Wilson Spooner, a compelling story, two teenagers, two centuries, one city, Ireland, 1817, Fort Wayne in 2018. And we'll close by saying you will be in Fort Wayne doing a book signing, meeting all your fans there. That'll be at the main library in Fort Wayne on July the 25th. What is that like to actually be out and meeting with people and answering their questions? And for some people, it may be the only chance they'll ever have to really get to talk to a genealogist and get some of their questions answered. This has to be an exciting time when you're out in the public like that.
I am very, very excited in particular to do this book signing in Fort Wayne, because a piece of my heart lives in that city. Four generations of my family lived there, down to my grandfather. And the certain aspects of Fort Wayne that still endure as they did when my first ancestor arrived there is that the city is very welcoming to refugees and immigrants, just like it was 200 years ago. And that's only one of the aspects that I love about Fort Wayne. The history there is so vast and deep because it was a crossroads to the West. And so many people either moved through there or stayed there. So there's a wealth of records on many people's families. That's why there's a genealogical library there.
And Wendy will be in Fort Wayne for the book signing at the main library on July 25th. Wendy Wilson Spooner, our guest on the program. Her book is Once Upon an Irish Summer, WendyWilsonSpooner.com and KnowMyRoots.com are two websites. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have all that information there. You can link on directly to Wendy's website. Wendy, this has been a pleasure having you on the program. We will stay in touch, do this again. Love to talk about the sequel when that's available. Thank you for spending time with us on the program today.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Wendy Wilson Spooner, our guest. Website, WendyWilsonSpooner.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.